New legislation going into effect this school year allows Indiana parents to review sex education curriculum and opt their children in or out of the classes. If parents opt children out, schools will give those students another activity during reproductive health classes. To bring us more information on this policy, WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with the Director of Community Programs and Partnerships at Healthcare Education and Training, Lee Zahan.
There's some new legislation that went into effect this year as we go into the school year, and it has to do with public schools that will enact an opt-in policy for students. Can you explain a little bit about what this opt-in policy is all about?
So the new law states that schools must provide two forms of written consent to parents, notifying them of what will be taught and when. Parents have the option to either sign consent opt-in for their children to participate or to opt out so that they do not participate. If parents do not respond to the first notice, a second is sent out 21 calendar days later. And if parents do not again respond to that notice, then their children will participate in the program.
I mean, it's always obviously a good idea to bring it back home, right, and discuss things like this at home.
It is. You know, most of these programs, the evidence-based teen pregnancy prevention or, you know, health education, sex education programs available, a lot of which my organization has worked with schools and communities to provide in school settings, most of them have the goals of actually increasing parent-child communication at home. And we do see an increase once kids participate in programs that they go home and have those conversations with their parents. Now, data has shown consistently for a very long time that parents most influence their kids' decisions around sexual health decision-making and relationships. So we really feel that parents are the first source of information for kids. But sometimes parents aren't always able to give those medically accurate responses to questions their kids have, or sometimes there's just not the comfort level. And so providing this education in school is just a way that kids have another safe, you know, environment and space to get some very medically accurate and age-appropriate education.
Now, you talked about some things that aren't included in this education as far as what they can be taught. Do you know what those topics are?
It depends on the age. Typically what we see in a middle school setting, you know, grades 6 through 8, we see a lot about healthy decision making, anatomy, physiology, you know, a very introductory level to sex and relationships. As children age, we do see that statistically they're more likely to become sexually active. And so age appropriateness for a high school, say 10th grade, would be a more traditional sex ed of what you might be thinking, covering STD prevention, HIV prevention, but all of these programs, contraceptives, but all of these programs still have an abstinence-based message that is the only 100% way to prevent pregnancy and STDs. But for kids who already are sexually active, the best option for them in education is to provide additional education on how to protect themselves.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Director of Community Programs and Partnerships at Healthcare Education and Training, Lee Zahan, with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.